Welcome to our podcast, Senior Mini Project, by
Diego,
Lupe,
and Melissa.
Our universal truth is that denial has a powerful hold over someone's ability to move forward. Denial is the refusal to accept reality or fact, acting as if a painful event, thought, or feeling did not exist. In The Streetcar Named Desire, Blanche refused to acknowledge the fact that she was getting older, and to cope with that, she has multiple young partners. While in the story A Rose for Emily, Emily kept her father's body for years after death and slept with it to keep company. She cannot let go of her father because she's afraid of being alone. She can't accept the fact that her father's dead, so she copes with it by sleeping with the corpse.
In A Streetcar Named Desire, Blanche refuses to acknowledge the death of her homosexual husband. In a quote states, "By coming suddenly into a room that I thought was empty, which wasn't empty, but had two people in it, the boy I had married, and an older man who had been his friend for years." Scene 6, page 114. This talks about when she walked in on her husband having a sexual relationship with a friend of his, thinking that he was a heterosexual male the whole time since they were married. She also is in denial of the death at everyone at home. In a fight with her sister, Stella, she says, "All those deaths," scene 1, page 21. She also is in denial of the loss of the plantation due to money costs. She says, "The loss, the loss. Yes, Stella." Page 1, scene 20 to 21. She's also in denial of aging, the loss of a potential proposal from Mitch, the loss of her job as a teacher, and her reputation in Laurel. For A Rose for Emily, Emily is in denial that her father has passed. The story states what was left of him rotted beneath, talking about the corpse rotting into the mattress at home that she slept next to. She's in denial that her lover turned out to be homosexual. The story states, because Homer himself had remarked he liked men, it was also known that he drank with the younger men. She refused to believe that her potential lover wasn't interested in women. She refused to believe that taxes needed to be done, for she had never had to do them before, neither her father. She states, "I have no taxes in Jefferson. Toby, show these gentlemen out." She's also in refusal that there's a difference between social classes, which as a white woman, she thought it was okay to marry a black man.
And we found two quotes for literary criticism for A Streetcar Named Desire. One of them is, "Evident also abounds that the traumatic loss of her husband was a driving force for the downward spiral that leads Blanche to Stella's doorstep. The scandalous event that drives Blanche to her ultimate defeat will not begin until after Alan's death." And the other one is, "Blanche's heartbreak following her first love causes her to descend into the degeneration that becomes her ruin, a fact which leads empathetic justification and a sorrowful light to her actions." This just shows how after Blanche realized that her husband was homosexual and after he died, she couldn't continue her life normally.